I want to share a message today on this Mother's Day about moms. And our text is from Proverbs 31, but I want to begin with one of my favorite Mother's Day cards. I'll have Jake put a picture of it. And you can't read it from there, but I've got it here in front of me and I want to read it to you. It says, "Wanted mother, long hours, low pay, little time off, must be willing to work overtime on weekends, holidays, and summer vacation. Energy, imagination, intelligence, endurance, and flexibility required. Must have ability to lead, instruct, and guide, coupled with a warm and loving, affectionate personality. On-the-job training is offered." And so that's what it says on the outside. Then you open it up, and it says this on the inside. "Thanks for taking the job, Mom. Happy Mother's Day with love." I got to tell you why this card is meaningful to me. I sent this to my mother in 1984. And she died in January of 16. And we went to the house and began cleaning things out. She had a computer desk at the house. And this card from 1984 was on top of the desk. I realized that for Mom, I don't know if she was doing real well physically, maybe she knew some things the rest of us didn't, but the card from 1984 was laying on top of her desk when we went to clean it. I say all that to say I'm gonna give a tribute to my mother. She was the glue of our family after Dad died that held it all together. And Moms, I gotta tell you, if you continue to love on your kids and the people in your life, you're making a huge difference. And we want you to know that so much. So in Proverbs 31, the writer has a question he asks, and it's in verse 10. It's in your notes if you picked up a sermon listening guide. I want you to read that together with me. "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." The writer of Proverbs asks a question. Who can find a virtuous woman? A woman of noble character that makes a difference. Proverbs 31 is known as that chapter of the amazing woman of the Bible who does so many things. And it describes the women in her life that have just, in fact, made that difference. So I want to share a message today on six traits of a virtuous woman. And the word virtuous means something of strength, efficiency, and there's a sense of great value. You see, women in our life, our moms especially, are people of great value to us. And I have to say, many people are moms to other kids. You may not even have any children of your own, but there are people in our life that influence us that may not be blood relatives, but they're people of influence. So let me share with you six different traits or thoughts of a virtuous woman as found in Proverbs 31. Number one, the first trait is this: she adds value to all she does. A virtuous woman adds value to the people around her. Read with me verses 10 through 12 in the sermon listening guide. "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings good, not harm, all the days of her life." You know what moms do? They bring good to everything they do. There's a sense of value they add to people. Here's a quote by John Maxwell. He says this: "You add value to people when you value them." So moms, thanks for loving us when we didn't value you, but you continue to value us. Motherhood and fatherhood are bruising jobs at times. Like the little kid in the video, he says, "Well, I love my mom sometimes, and sometimes I don't." But let me tell you, moms are special because everything they do, they add value to it. Here's another quote. Our fingerprints don't fade from the lives we touch. Moms, thanks. Thank you for your fingerprints on our hearts and our lives, for touching them through the years and paying the price of being a mom or caring for other people, even when we were unlovely to care for. I love to hear stories of kids that grow up and they gave their parents a run for their money. And they get a little older and they look back and they see how valuable that mom or dad is when they hung in there when the son or the daughter wasn't very lovable. Let me tell you, that's a virtuous woman. That's somebody that hangs in there when life gets tough, and we owe a lot to them. So number one, she adds value to all she does. Number two, the second trait of a virtuous woman is she is industrious. She's industrious. It means she's hardworking. Read with me verses 13 to 19 in your notes. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. You know, this text could almost wear a person out. There's so many things in here. But listen, when I talk to mothers that have small kids or they're going through school and they have this athletic event and this event, their life is just like on the move. Moms are amazing people because they are industrious. They're hardworking people. Here's a quote. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. Moms have a way of just putting their all out, whether it's doing the dishes, the clothes, the cleaning, preparing food, and they're unsung heroes in our homes. I want you today, if your mom is here, make sure you express your love to her. If she's not, give her a call. Or if there's someone that has touched your life that is not in the area, give them a call. Do something, but just affirm them for what they do for us. Number two is industrious. Number three, the third trait is this. She is compassionate. She is compassionate. Let's read verses 20 to 23 in your notes. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes covering for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. A virtuous woman is filled with compassion, love, for her own family, but also for the poor, for those in the bigger circle of life. Many of you have heard me share this before, but when my dad was, when I was 14, dad died of a heart attack in the backyard. Four of us kids at home. Mom was 39. And life changed for all of us. Mom didn't remarry till 11 years later. But as I look back on that, her love, her compassion as a single mom was the glue that held it together for our family. Maybe you're a single parent here today. Can I tell you, your love for your kids can make the difference going forward just by virtue of who you are. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. Let me tell you, one person filled with love and compassion can make a huge difference. That's what a virtuous woman is all about. Here's a quote. Be the person that makes others feel special. Be known for your kindness and your grace. Be known for your kindness and your grace. It's like daily deposits of love and mercy into people's lives. Let me tell you, that can make the difference in any home when people are compassionate. So number one, she adds value. Number two, she's industrious. Number three, she's compassionate. Number four, she has a sense of humor. A sense of humor. Let's read together verses 24 and 5 in your notes. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Sense of humor. Listen, that can make the difference in a home as well. I read a blurb about a couple that had been married 60 years, and the wife had died, and the husband decided to put this on her tombstone. He said, it was a tribute to his wife, and here's what he wrote. He says, an epitaph said this, she always makes the home happy. She always made the home happy. If you're here today and you have a sense of humor, let me tell you, you can make the home happy just by virtue of how we respond to life. Here's a quote. Every time you're able to find some humor in a difficult situation, you win. Isn't that an amazing thought? Anytime when life is really bad, and you can look for the silver lining in the cloud, you can somehow win, all because of an attitude or outlook of mom. Here's another one. Scripture verse, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. A merry heart makes good medicine. Thank you, moms, for keeping a sense of humor when dealing with us guys. We appreciate that a lot. So number five, the fifth thing about a virtuous woman is this. She speaks words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. Read with me verses 26 and 7 in your notes. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Notice that she speaks words of wisdom and has faithful instruction to her kids. I read a story about John Wesley, who had gone to college, went to Oxford University, and he wrote something back to his mother, and he said, Mom, he was shocked at the amount of drinking done by the students at the college. And so the mother, Susanna Wesley, responded this. She said, my dear son, remember that anything which increases the authority of the body over the mind is an evil thing. And so Susanna Wesley imparted wisdom to her son during his college days. I came across some other words of wisdom that moms give to their kids. I want to share them with you. Here's the first one. My mother taught me about religion. She said, you better pray that comes out of the carpet. My mother taught me about logic. Because I said so, that's why. My mother taught me about foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. My mother taught me about stamina. You'll sit there until all that spinach is gone. My mother taught me about weather. Your room looks like a tornado went through it. My mother taught me about the circle of life. I brought you into this world and I can take you out. My mother taught me about anticipation. Just wait until we get home. My mother taught me wisdom. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. And here's the clincher. Listen closely. My mother taught me about justice. One day, you're going to have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. Moms speak words of wisdom, and we appreciate that they do that. So, number one, she adds value. Number two, she's industrious. Number three, she's compassionate. Her love literally makes the difference. Number four, she has a sense of humor. Number five, she speaks words of wisdom. Finally, number six, she prioritizes her spiritual walk. The secret of a virtuous woman is found in this particular text. Read with me verses 28 to 31 in your notes. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. I want you to circle that last underlined section. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. You know how women become virtuous, people of value? They have a God-centeredness in their life. The people that God will use the most in terms of motherhood are the people that have Him as the number one priority. There's a reason for that. All other things fall into place when we put God in that place in our heart. Here's a few quotes. May we be consumed with the Creator of all things rather than with things created. You see, we can get absorbed into created things, but a person who fears God centers their life on the Creator and has a focus on Him. Here's another one. When we put God first, all other things fall into their proper place. And here's the last one. The secret to a happy life is prioritizing God. And so for women who walk virtuously through life, they prioritize their spiritual life. G. Campbell Morgan was a preacher in a previous era. He had four sons. All four of the sons became preachers. Somebody once asked one of the sons, who was the best Morgan preacher? And he thought a moment, and he said, my mother. Five preachers in the family, and he was asked, who's the best preacher? And he said his mother was. Let me tell you, moms, you're amazing people when you continue to prioritize God in your life and you serve others, you serve your family, and God blesses us through you. So, number one, she adds value. Number two, hardworking, industrious. Number three, compassionate. Thank you, Mom, for your loves. Number four, sense of humor. Keep it up. Number five, speak words of wisdom into our lives. Number six, continue to prioritize your spiritual walk, because that is where the blessing of God comes from. Concluding thought, it's in your notes at the last verse. Let's read it together. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Ladies, there's praise for you at the city gate for all that you do in your families, for the kids in the neighborhood, for people at church and in the community. Here's my final quote from Abraham Lincoln. All that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother, President of the United States. Gives acknowledgement to the influence of his mother on his life. We too need to do the same. Make sure you just give somebody thanks, whether your mom or someone else today, for all that they've done for you. We're going to close with a song. It's a video. It's about 4 minutes long. It's a young girl singing a tribute to her mother. She's joined by a choir. I think you're going to enjoy this. But moms, let this song be the message from us, the men, to you today of your value to us, and we appreciate and love each of you. let's listen for to the song, and then I'll come up and we'll close in prayer.
Yeah.